MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Strut to the phone and call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-463. And I want to share you something that as an example from our last segment.
Okay.
So on my seller dashboard, now I sell everything I sell. I print the label within 24 hours of the purchase, usually much earlier than that. And I also bring the items to the post office as soon as I can.
Okay.
So recently I just sold 4 items. So within the last 3 months, I have... From May 1st to July 31st, I sold 64 items, not much. And my percentages for tracking uploading show as 93.75 for tracking uploaded, 93.75 for tracking uploaded with handling time, and 92% for tracking uploaded and validated by carrier. And that's because... There are 4 to 5 parcels, one of which I just sold. I just sold something, which I haven't even printed out the label, which haven't the information hasn't been uploaded and or it hasn't been the scanning validation has not been sent back to eBay. So I would look at this and I would say, oh my, it's 93.75. I'm going to have a panic attack. Ah! Tomorrow, it'll be like 98 or something. And then after, if I don't sell anything else... Once everything's in the mail and eBay's received all the information, it'll say 100%. So don't panic.
Okay. We're not panicking.
Okay. Just want to make that clear.
But that is the first time that's ever been made that clear to me.
The level of confusion about this is very high, obviously, because people say, if I go below 90%, I'm going to get a defect. And that's absolutely not true. That's not one of the... cases where you get a defect. It has this is the uploading tracking is just for your top rated seller status and top rated plus status for your items for 20% discount. That's
period.
All that is, yes. Okay. All that is.
Well, we have a contact us email from Matt in Crown Point, Indiana.
Hello, Matt.
Known as Pet and Charlie, PetenCharlie on eBay. And he wants a listing dish, Griff.
Okay.
So the item number is...
Wait.
Okay.
I was looking at Airstream trailers, dreaming of getting away. Okay.
You're going to sleep in a trailer?
Why not?
Okay. Yeah. 2715.
2715.
5969.
5969.
6434.
6434.
Again, that number is 2715-5969-6434.
Wow. I've never seen one of these.
No.
It's a French fry maker. Ooh, I like
Vintage.
It.
Vintage. So how do you like the title?
Vintage mid-1930s. Because I like it because it says vintage with a time, decade. So that's important. And I don't. I'm not going to go off on my rant about the word vintage unless you want me to. Should I do a mini rant?
Do a mini rant.
You should never use the word vintage alone. Vintage should always be tied to with some time period, either 1930s or 1960s.
I could
to
say late 80s for right. a piece of jewelry.
Right. Okay. Vintage alone is meaningless. Just says, oh, it's of a vintage. Vintage what? And when you ask people, well, I know that vintage means X, and somebody else says vintage means Y, it doesn't mean anything. It's a baggage word by itself. People make a lot of assumptions. So that's my mini rat. Bloomfield Industries of Chicago, cast iron French fry maker. I can't think of anything else I could put in there. And then he used the subtitle. Nothing as American as having freshly cut French fries.
I love his pictures. What do you think?
Yeah, I do. Even though he used a flash. And he did. They're not bad. There's a few little highlights. He's only got 5 pictures.
Well, I can see everything.
I can't see underneath.
Oh.
Or I don't know if that's underneath what I'm looking at. No, it isn't.
Picture 3? No, it looks like a piece of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I always think if you've got an item like this, that you should have at least six photos. Picture the item as a box and then show the six different sides.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me being picky. And he did use flash, but they're okay otherwise. And they're big. I can zoom in. They're not terribly big, though. Hold on a minute. Let me get one of these pictures up. So his pictures are only, well, they're 1,024 by 768 pixels. That's okay. I tend to make mine a little bigger. I'm not having any problem seeing the items.
How big do you make your items?
I try to make mine at least 1,600 by 1,200, roughly in that area. That's the smallest.
Okay.
And so, yeah, I'll give him a good mark on the pictures, though.
Okay, good.
And then, let's see, it says here.
Shipping, $72.32.
Well, it's going to weigh a ton.
Because he's starting the bid at $68. So
well, and it's going to weigh a ton. Mm-hmm. So, let me see if he does that. So he does. Weighs close to 30 pounds. Yeah, shipping 30 pounds is not cheap, babe.
Right.
Not cheap. I've done it. You pay for that.
Oh, this was originally used by his grandfather.
Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this vintage cast iron French fry maker would be a welcome addition to any home or restaurant. I could see it in my house. Like, I need to eat more. Manufactured by Bloomfield Industries of Chicago. Weighs close to 30 pounds. There are no noticeable spots of rust, but there are noticeable spots of rust. But rust can be removed. Now, it doesn't affect the operation. Bid with confidence. I wonder if he's made French fries with this. So it'd be great to know if you've actually used it to make French fries. And if you did, I'd put that in there.
Yeah, and show a French fry.
The one thing that you're missing, and I think this is important, there's no dimensions. So whatever it is you're selling, you want to make sure you have dimensions. You don't want people to, buyer to say, it's a lot bigger or a lot smaller than I thought. So always have dimensions.
So he writes to us that he feels this is a great item for summer or any time of year. I've had plenty of page views and a few people have watched this item from time to time, but no bids. Is there anything I could do to add to the description or maybe take pics from different angles? Well, Griff has just told you, you should be taking pictures from different angles.
Well, he's also, it's an auction format listing, so people may be holding off. He's got one watcher. I don't know how many other people may have, check this out, but I don't know what the value is. So I don't know if $68 as a starting bid is too high. I don't know if $93 for a buy it now price is too high or too low. I don't know anything about the value, so I wouldn't be able to say that. People are finding it, I assume. Somebody's found it and put it on their watch list. But I definitely would put the dimensions in there.
I wonder if he took it to Terapeak.
I'll tell you what else I would do. I'd actually show it making a couple French fries.
Yes.
Like I would have like a potato in there. And I would actually do a video of making the French fries with it. Now that would be something. And then I'd have a video of the French fries being put into deep fat fryer. And then I'd have a video of you eating the French fries and going, delicious. And then I'd have to buy it. You're forcing me to buy it at that point.
So what do you think as far as a score?
I would say a 4.8.
Okay.
The dimensions are big, babe. That's the way to get a bad buying experience, is not including the... You should always include dimensions.
Dimensions and take a few more pictures.
And consider taking a video or at least showing the item working. You push a potato through that puppy.
But it's a very exciting thing to be selling.
I think so.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, 4.8 and make a few changes and it could go up to a 5.
Could.
It could.
Never know.
Really?
So, and hopefully you won't need to because it'll sell. And then you'll say, well, it didn't matter what score you gave me because I sold it.
Yeah,
and that's
screw
all
your score. I sold it. So Pat from Crown Point, Indiana, thank you very much.
Thanks,
for having us dish your listing. We think it's a privilege to be able to do that because we know it takes some courage for you to call and put your listing up like that.
Are we mean when we do this?
No, we're not mean. Of course not. But we want people to not be afraid.
I don't want to
I
be
mean,
like...
every now and then you do get in a mood, you know.
So somebody, E-Betsy said, here's, she published photos. And his item is priced below competing items. But his shipping is twice as much as other sellers. So that's, thank you, E-Betsy. That's a good point. She did a quick comparison. So it could be that your shipping... maybe putting people off. I don't know. His listing excludes U.S. protectorates and AAPO, FPO. I don't know if that's a big determinant.
I don't think those guys over there are going to be ordering this, but I don't know.
Who knows? The cook. The mess hall cook.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a nice one. Look at this. This is free shipping with $124. Oh, I can't click on it because it's a photo. Here, I'm trying to click on an image. Why doesn't this thing open? Get off my lawn.
Silly boy. Well, shall we go to the phones?
We better.
Ed from Corning, New York, known as Ed's E-Threads. Hey, Ed, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Griffin Lee, how are you?
Good.
I have a question about combined shipping.
Sure.
I thought I had my account set up correctly, and I've had a couple of sales where I've had more than one purchase at a time, and it's worked fine as far as combined shipping, but I just had an international buyer buy an item, and for some reason, the combined shipping didn't work.
Was it through the Global Shipping Program?
No, it was. It was through the new managed promotions. I had a discount for if somebody purchased more than one item, they would get a discount.
Stay on the line.
It worked fine.
Stay on the line. We'll explore
this.
We'll
be right back.
This segment was brought to you by Social Beacon from PageMage, the free social marketing tool for eBay sellers. Now, don't wait any longer. Call us, 888-RADIO-30. Time's a-wasting. 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
The research is in. Social media marketing can increase your bottom line. Online sellers who do it correctly are reaping the benefits, and you need to be a part of it all. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you easily post the listings you choose on Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter all at the same time. It measures the results so you know what works. Become a successful social marketer. Go to PageMage.com and start using Social Beacon today. It's free, and you'll share your first item in just 5 minutes.
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 273.
There's nothing like working in a well-organized space. Charlene Anderson is known on eBay as top-rated seller, purveyor all things creative. She says the main reason is...
so you don't get stressed out. Most people think that they can work in a mess, they can work in clutter, but they can't because there's this underlying feeling of tension and stress. So my first thing that I suggest to people when they ask, how can I get more organized, is get things up off the floor.
Yes.
So you don't trip over them, you don't have to step over them. You can actually vacuum or sweep the floor once in a while, but it is a liberating feeling.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Your calls are very important to us, so call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
When last we left you, we were speaking with Ed from Corning, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, Ed.
So, Ed, I got to ask you some questions to see if I can get to the bottom of this. So when you said these were two or more sales to the same international buyer?
That's correct.
And what were the items?
They were T-shirts.
Okay, so they were just shirts. And you have set up with the promotion manager for promotion discounts?
Yes, I do.
So he bought one from you.
No, he bought two. That's like I said. It's the combined shipping is my question.
Right, and I'm trying to figure out the details of what he bought before I can. So he bought two,
yep.
And he paid for them separately.
No, he paid for them together, and it was on one invoice.
Right,
and that's why I don't understand. The promotion went through, but the combined shipping did not. So I had to refund him $10 for the overpayment on his shipping cost.
So here's the thing, and I have to have somebody look at this. But what country is he located in? By the way,
in Canada.
Oh, in Canada. So it should have worked. Maybe not, because the tool for creating and managing promotions doesn't currently support global offers. So if you have listings on eBay.com that offer worldwide shipping and also configured offers through the promotions tool, buyers will only see the offer if they're browsing on eBay.com. If they're browsing from another site, they're not going to see this as the combined, you know, they're not going to see this as a promotional discount. But I'd have to dig deeper to figure this out. So if you want to send it to me at griffin@ebay.com, I'll send this to the shipping and promotions teams and get a definitive and final answer from them about why that was the case. But I have a feeling that, that was the reason.
Okay. I don't understand why eBay can't understand whether it's to U.S. or whether it's international, why I can't figure that out.
Well, I don't know the answer. I know that the tool itself, the promotional offers are only good and only appear when the buyer is browsing and purchasing from eBay.com. If they're looking at the items from their non-eBay.com website, they don't see the discount offers, so they could buy two shirts, and I don't know why it was combined. That's why I'm saying that there's aspects of this I don't know.
You got the discount that I was offering on the promotion.
Oh, he did. So maybe promotion. Okay, well, that's not it then.
He didn't get the combined shipping discount is the problem.
What was the wait a minute. Combined shipping discount. Let me think this through. So
I mean, I should have combined it. It was on the same order, so it should have combined the weights of those two items and gave him one price for that item. But instead, he overpaid $10 for a shipping cost.
Yeah. Well,
I had to refund him.
So what class of service were you using?
First class shipping.
Yeah. Send me the details, and I'll have somebody look at it. There's obviously some limitation here or something.
All right, I'll do that. Thanks, Griff.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's a confusing one. It's a confusing one, I tell you.
Well, remember you did the story the other day about eBay Canada's 10th Annual Entrepreneur of the Year Awards?
I did, yes.
Well, apparently they've named one past winner of the award as All-Star Entrepreneur.
What does that mean?
For showing improved sale. Well, they added a couple of categories?
Yeah.
So they chose a guy who had been a past winner of the award this year as All-Star Entrepreneur for showing improved sales and determination to succeed. His name is Antoine Vail. He's from Quebec City. Known on eBay as Direct Music Online, he earned $1 million in 2013 and has opened a second eBay store to keep up with demand. That should only happen to the rest of us, darlings.
It should.
definitely should happen to the rest of us.
Or the rest of you.
And at, you know, at the risk of bringing up my eBay sales again, I just noticed something kind of interesting when I checked my seller dashboard for, it says your projected seller level is above standard.
Oh, good for you.
For your next evaluation on August 20th, 2014.
Well, you don't have the volume yet.
I don't have the volume yet. Right. But I'll tell you what I do have. Because I have 9 out of my 16 that I have up there right now, because I sold 6,
right,
are my voiceovers, and they do not have the tracking or the whatever.
Right.
So down at the bottom it says, under active listings eligible for a top-rated seller discount, 9 of 16. So, because those 9 are my voiceover ones, I think I need to put them in a different place. What do you think?
What do you mean?
Like under a different seller name or something.
Well, if you're going to sell a mixture of things, and that 20% is important to you, your voiceovers, if they're more than 10% of your transactions, are going to prevent that from happening.
Okay, and they're not going to be.
So if they're going to be less than 10% of your transactions,
Then
I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
And but track that to make sure.
I am. And as I get more and more up there, those percentages will go down. Because now, if you take 9 out of 16, that's 56.25%.
That's correct.
Current listings eligible for discount. I want all of them eligible for discount.
I know.
I do.
Who can blame you, dear?
Okay. Above standard.
Yeah. This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Give us a ring at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630 right here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Group of Pod.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
When eBay seller David Hutchinson needed cash for his business, he turned to CabbageWithAK.com. He says he compared Cabbage with other companies.
The interest rates were considerably higher, more red tape, in that they don't understand what most e-commerce businesses do.
He explains why Cabbage is better than the others.
Well, they finance the actual user. They don't base everything on just the numbers. They want to know more about the business. They really want to know what your challenges are as an e-commerce seller, how they can potentially fill some of the gaps.
He says it didn't take long to get his cash.
Instantaneous. It was a matter of minutes.
How was David's Cabbage experience?
It's a good source for me, kind of a bridge between me tapping into my lines of credit for smaller purchases. It's absolutely great for quick buys on tools that may crop up when I don't want to necessarily take it out of a reserve account.
For more information, visit CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archives homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.